Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm international meditation master. Today I want to speak about how to get the perfect relationship. This is inspired by the Shetty, so I need a lot of time really to understand him, and I agree to what he is saying. We can create a great relationship when we ask the right question. Forget the fantasia of finding a perfect partner. A relationship qualities depends on what we make of it. The soul partner and all is just BS. We look that we make the best out of our relationship. And then we have our dream partner. And we can destroy every dream relationship or dream partner and make it to our health partner. Huh? And reversing, not so good. Huh? Not. Huh? Okay. When dating, we should enjoy ourselves and ask meaningful questions to understand what the other person wants. Why ask a scary question? If you are afraid to ask hard questions deep down, you might already know the answer. Avoiding the truth only delays the pain and it will always backfire. We can see it everywhere. Everybody have done so, then you avoid it, and at the end, you get your beating. No? We often live in lies, and that keeps us from moving forward. A healthy relationship is not only about chemistry, it's about clarity. If you want real connection, you need real conversation. People who hide from uncomfortable topics often face a bigger crash when the truth comes out. In my experience, speaking honestly reveals true friends, and those who don't belong will leave, saving time and energy. Just be honest. It saves so much time and energy. If you change yourself just to fit in with people who aren't right for you, it isolates you, damages your well-being, and can lead to deep despair. Rejection is scary, but pretending is worse. Rejection is scary, but pretending is worse. But you like this guy, okay, then you like to fit in. And then after half year, 1 year, or 2 years comes a catastrophe. When you need this guy, he says no. Oh, you're a problem maker, huh? Oh, a negative person, huh? Oh, you don't mind positive thinking, huh? Go! It comes out always. What does a healthy relationship look like for you? A healthy relationship gives you space to grow. Unhealthy forces you to shrink to fit. Holds you through hard times. Unhealthy makes you feel like a burden. This is positive thinking. Huh? Brings your peace. Unhealthy keeps you addicted to chaos. Challenges you with kindness. Unhealthy criticizes you into silence. Don't do this again. Helps you trust your voice. Unhealthy makes you doubt it. Reminds you of your worth. Unhealthy makes you fight to prove it. Ask, what are your terms and conditions for a healthy relationship? Even better, explore their family relationships better. These often shape how they love. What does commitment mean for you? What does commitment mean for you? A good question. Wishful thinking doesn't create a healthy relationship. Commitment does. Commitment is showing up on boring days, taking things out instead of running away. Talking things out instead of running away. Feeling safe even when you disagree. Accepting differences without disrespect. Knowing you are valued even on your worst day. respect each other's space by staying connected, choosing each other again and again, not just when it's easy. This conversation isn't about forcing commitment. Immediately, it's about understanding values before a crisis. How do you, okay. This conversation isn't about forcing commitment. It's immediately, it's about understanding values before a crisis. How do you handle conflicts? Do you take time to process? Want to solve it immediately or explode emotionally? Healthy couples address conflicts early and calmly, not through avoidance, disrespect, or fighting. Ask, what are your long-term intentions? Are you going in the same direction? What does emotionally availability mean to you? Are you emotionally open, vulnerable with your partner? Can they handle it? Emotionally available people share and respect emotions. Emotionally unavailable people hide feelings, punish honesty, or block connection. When you don't, when the other person is not emotionally available, you have not a true intimacy. You have rather more a fake connection. If your partner can't sit with your emotion, the relationship's depth will be limited to a fake relationship. How do you recharge, alone or with people? Introverts often recharge alone. Extroverts recharge through social interaction. Knowing this prevents misunderstanding when one person needs space and the other wants connection. Ask, what helps you during stress, space, talking, or distraction? What helps you during stress, space, talking, or distraction? What does being ready for a relationship mean to you? Readiness often means emotionally healing, financially stability, clarity on what you want. You can't force a casual relationship into a commitment one if the other person doesn't want it. What does independence look like in a relationship? Some feel safe with space, other with closeness. Independence is about boundaries, and boundaries build security, not distance. What are you still healing from? Deep, healthy relationships require emotional work and often therapy. Without it, many people can't truly be emotionally available. Final thought. If you want a lasting, meaningful relationship, you must ask real questions only. Keep your heart open, work through your own traumas, practice honesty, even when uncomfortable. Without this, the relationship will stay on the surface and surface connection break easily in hard times. Thank you that I can speak about this, and bye.